That is why one of the very, very few questions I ask Baba, which I repeatedly tell myself, how thankful I am to Baba to make me aware of asking that question. Because we had no questions. Questions were not part of our life with Baba. You know, just struggling to do what he would want, which is a continual thing which we struggle. But, you know, so one of the things, one of the two, three things which I'm very happy I asked Baba was, I said, Baba, look at people who love you.
You support them.
You know, all. And when they die, then what happens? I mean, when you come again, would they have to look for you all over again? Maybe, you know, how would they find you? It's sort of a very warm concern came into my heart towards, when I see some of the love that Baba gave me, a very confidential, intimate love. I said, we'll have to find you all over again, but after my question, you know, he says, you pick up from where you leave off. Always going forward. Oh, it's not very soft. It's like this. Always going forward. So if you're going to pick up from where you leave off, then our concern is where are we going to leave off? Therefore, very humble, whatever you want, you know, you're going to get it. So the issue of how much energy, how much longing we waste in things that we may not even want it by the time we receive it. Rather, by the time the messenger has delivered the package, you've forgotten what you've ordered, or you don't want the thing anymore. It's not your car anymore. It's not your car anymore. So, long for that, which you're sure to get. But that is so important. See, I don't worry about what your past life was, and what you're going to like to be, and what plane you're on, and what train you're on. And, for heaven's sake. How much can we waste of ourselves? As of that thing when Baba says, I love you more than you can ever love yourself, that's true, true, true. But I also sometimes think, we don't love ourselves. We should love ourselves better. We would treat ourselves better. We would give ourselves better things. We would give ourselves better thoughts, better words, better deeds. We would give ourselves more love for Baba. We would give ourselves, as we are so concerned with a wholesome diet, and the exercises and all these things that to keep up our cages, which definitely is useful, but it's not going to be your continued labor. What about your inner thing? What about exercising your inner discipline? Self-denials, givings, offerings, you know, of yourself, inside. I mean, if we care for ourselves, we would not be harboring some of the things we do. We would not let strangers be so careless and so neglectful of our house, of our very heart. We would not. We'd always be cleaning and always making more room, always dealing at it, always, you know, looking at it. What is it? What is his wish? To ask of him, most of all, is to ask of him the boon that you may please him. There's nothing here. And you wouldn't want to please him at this level. That is the thing to place. But you know it takes time for the purposes, for the things, order to be placed, for the goods to be tied, delivered. So just to be. But if there is that love, there is that obedience. And you know what is so very hard for this generation will not be so hard for the future generation. There is a generation that is yet to come, which will be able to fulfill all that is in the discourses, which is not easy or not even possible for the now generation to do. And it's so easy to justify oneself as to why we cannot do it. And actually, some people think, Baba must have made a mistake by putting that in his courses, you know? How could it be? It's not possible. I said, my dear, it's not just for you. Baba is a supermarket of the most super kind. And everything is provided in there. You want beans? You get beans. You want coffee? You get coffee. You get the top, you want the real top food, Quaker Oats, Papa says you get Quaker Oats. It's what you want. It's not what you're getting. You will get what you want. So our main concern is, what do we want? I started to help you to obey. There's something that I marvel. I really take off my hat to the younger generation when they give up drugs and things. I tell you, it was much easier for our generation than it is for the young ones now, in many of the things that we see. We didn't have these Maya hurled at us from every street corner, from every radio, from every shop, from even India now that we see this. It wasn't anything like that. So it is there. But there is also another thing. When it comes to obedience, it's difficult for you all to do obey Baba's directions about sex. But as I said, so it must have been a mistake. I mean, Baba, you see, Baba couldn't mean it as if he means it. It may not apply to you. But there will come those talks who will find it easy. These things that Baba has in certain samples he has created as man Baba on earth among his people are models which will become a universal scale in time to come. And I've known of certain things, of certain weddings, of certain of the mandali, of the certain way of life. You think that was just a whim? You think that was just a play? You think that was just only because for us? No. It was never just for us. It was God, but every action, every act has had a hundredfold effect. As I wrote somewhere, I think, in the family, that at least somebody tells me in the family that I have read myself for a long time. It's like when you throw a stone at a bird in a tree, the 20 birds will fly away. It cannot just be for that one bird. Whereas anything we do will be very much limited to that one act, if at all it even that gets fulfilled. But with Baba, every action. So it is not just for us, but this is a model that by the time comes. And at that time, the ones then will be, maybe the same ones, then will be so surprised, astonished, that they couldn't do. I mean, boy, that's so easy. You really mean this was happening at that time, you know? Like sometimes when we talk about the Romans or the Africans or the old England or whatever it is, so Baba is giving that up, but for us, the intimate words, chosen now, we are. It's just such an incredible thing that it's natural for us to take it for granted. We took it for granted that we were with Baba. You know, now we look back and say, my God, the this and this and this and this, it blows your mind. But at that time it was so natural, so, as you said, take it for granted, like you take your family for granted, like you're very, although nothing else existed for us but him. But it wasn't at every breath, look what you're getting, look what's happening. And Baba will tell us, just like we're telling you, why us, why me? And he would say, even the angels envy you. They can see me, they're around me, but they can't touch me, they can't serve me. And, so much they say, yeah, that's right, that's what you are. But how can it, so even now, as I said, one of the questions, but not to Baba, to myself, every time, it happened a number of times, whenever a fly was on Baba's show, sometimes the subject would slip up, Baba had a beautiful show in the night. I mean, if you look just at Baba's shoulder, if you happen to be at the angle where you just saw Baba's shoulder, it was complete, you know. You were hugging Baba. positive, nothing of life.
So beautiful. So the said that my father was just sitting at the bed like that. He was adjusting. He said, my father just said that my father was like that. And he just about his shoulder. And then I said, try. Just want to try for a second. Come and sit down. And I said, why? Why this fly? Out of all the billions of flies in the world, why this fly? Then I was wondering, is there such a thing as God love? Is there such a thing as chance? I mean, what could this fly have done to have earned this kind of capacity? Don't worry. You've got it, grab it. Don't worry whether you deserve it or not. Just grab it with both hands and don't let go. That is why we can continue now. It was unimaginable. I cannot tell you now when time has gone by enough. I sometimes look back and say, how did we come to it? But we can go through it all because it's nothing but a continuity, as Erich reminded me of a very first day. We have to continue to do other contests. That's the whole story. It's not any different. Suddenly, the continuity came. Wait. It's nothing. What were we doing? We were doing all of it to please Baba. What to do what Baba wanted us to do. Our whole life was an effort doing what Baba wanted to do. Well, we do the same thing. If he wants it this way, the third act, second act. Act what you need to do. It's simply a contribution. And that contribution continues, believe me. Baba has assured us, as he has promised us, as he so confidentially, intimately told me. Never goes back. No one is going forth. And this was a gesture to be before you leave off. So is now. And this morning I was telling you about the voice that would sometimes come. It's not an experience of nothing, you know, and just me. But this clarity of a thought which rings like words or writing before you that you can't, you know, you can't miss it. You can't put your hands in your ears and say you won't hear it. You can't shut it off. It's just clear. And the first time it happened was the words were, I am the bird. I am not the cage. That's it. Now me has been so totally involved with my identity. My fingers, my hands, and yet, Eddie. But I am not this. But I'm so totally entwined and involved with the cage that I think this is me. And the cage drops, I put on enough of this whole mountain pile. So I'm the bird. We have not the experience of it. Even I mean, I have heard the voice, but it's good to remind us. It's good to love ourselves enough to remind ourselves now and then what it is we should do. Remind ourselves to remember you. The pace of the West is so terrific that it's very difficult to stop time. It's a racing time. Stop and remember Baba, consciousness. So that, the simile illustration I've used is, has speed breakers. Like we have speed breakers on the road. You have to come to a stop, a slow down, but can go fast again. And so keep speed breakers for yourself. Make your own one. The one that suits you best. It could have to do with anything I'm having a number of speed breakers. I'm just telling you that it is fine. So each one can have their own. You know, some do it by watches, some do it by sun. If I cross the switch every time I remember Baba, if I see Baba's picture, then, you know, a conscious remembrance of him. Unconsciously, all the time we do remember, but consciously to remember Baba. These personal speed breakers are necessary when one finds oneself in this racist space that is all over the world, growing more, even in India. One of the things that so many reminders, you know, you find so many reminders. Of course, there are also the personal reminders. I remember Baba would sometimes get itchy here. It reminded me about the clock. He would scratch just the shin bone, especially in the summertime. And he'd always look up at me and say, "Do you feel itchy there?" And I couldn't say yes. So I said, "No, how about that? I feel." Now, after Baba dropped his body, I suddenly looked at the very and yet every time I said to myself, "Yes, Baba, I feel it." But this clock often reminds me. This is the clock that was ticked for Baba, but that's its own evolution. I have nothing to do with it right now. But just as the clock ticks all the time, it doesn't stop ticking. This is the clock, kind of clock that ticks. And it doesn't stop ticking. But while we're talking, we don't hear it. Suddenly in the Mandali Hall, during our talk, there's absolute silence. Tick, 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 tick. We hear it clearly. That is how our remembrance of Baba's grace is and should be. That all the time, you have remembrance of Baba, not always consciously, but you're busy. But it doesn't stop. The remembrance doesn't stop while you're doing things. But when it stops, relax for a while, then you're conscious of it. But you're remembering Baba. To please him, it's difficult. It's difficult. Life with Baba was